Thank you for listening to this week's sermon podcast by Dr. John Hanna. It is our hope and prayer that you will be encouraged in your faith and in your walk with Jesus. For more information, please go to springfieldchurch.org. Here now is the most recent message.
What a great spirit in church this morning. Thank you for worshiping with us. The Lord is good. Amen. Hey, we're going to take a break from our first and second Peter series that we have been in since May. You know, we have been in first and second Peter since May, and it's been a great study through those two letters. Peter has some amazing things to say. Next week, we will conclude that series. So from May to November, we've been camping out in Peter. Next Sunday, we will conclude 2 Peter chapter 3. And he ends with fireworks. And it'll be good. But today, I just felt very impressed that we needed to do something different. And so we're going to have a special service of healing and deliverance, and I'll explain what that will look like, and we'll leave it up to the Holy Spirit. But I do want to read some scripture passages to help us think about such things. Turn to Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. I referenced this verse earlier. I want to read it again because it is a powerful verse that summarizes what Jesus was all about. Jesus was a historical person that lived 2,000 years ago in a land far away that most of us have never been to. I've been fortunate to visit Israel and to walk where Jesus walked, visited Cana where he performed his first miracle. I mean, these are historical places. So Jesus was a real man who showed us the heart of God. And Matthew here summarizes the threefold ministry of Jesus. What was Jesus all about? Well, Matthew 4:23. Jesus went throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues. Jesus was a teacher. They called him rabbi. Preaching the good news of the kingdom. Jesus talked more about the kingdom of God than he did anything else. And healing every disease and sickness among the people. Amen. This verse is so special and so important that Matthew repeats it again in chapter 9 verbatim. That Jesus went throughout Galilee teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and disease among the people. Let us pray. Lord, we serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today, and he's active and at work in our world today. And we, the people of God, who have been called out of the dark and have been called to walk in the glorious light, as part of the body of Christ, we are called to embody the heart and the mission of Jesus Christ. And so we are the church of the Nazarene. We follow Jesus, the Nazarene, the teacher, the preacher, the healer. And so we will call on you, O God, this day to do what only you can do. Because I know there are those who just need a special divine healing touch from you. And so we call on you today to do the supernatural, to work the miraculous, to do what only you can do. So prepare our hearts for this moment as we humble ourselves before you so that you might lift us up. And all God's people said, Amen. Now turn to James. James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. James gives the early church, the believers there, instructions, good instructions all throughout his letter, but these particular verses we want to focus on today, James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, he writes these words, "Is any of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven." And then let me read to you Article of Faith number 14 of the Church of the Nazarene. We have 16 articles of faith that guide us through how to think through matters of faith. And Article of Faith number 14 reads as follows. "We believe in the biblical doctrine of divine healing and urge our people to offer the prayer of faith for the healing of the sick. We also believe God heals through the means of medical science." And that's important. We thank God for our healthcare professionals and our doctors and nurses and surgeons who are very good at what they do. Just this last Monday, I had my annual checkup, and they said, "Do you want the flu shot?" I said, "Do you recommend it?" And they said, "Yes, we do." And I have no reason to doubt them. And then they said, "Well, now that you're 50, you probably should consider the shingles shot." And I've known a couple people who have had the shingles, and they were miserable for weeks. And I said, "I don't want that. So, yes, I'll take the shingles shot, part one." So on this arm, they gave me the flu shot, and on this arm, they gave me the shingles shot. And I'm grateful for what medicine and technology can do to help us today. And so I'm so grateful that part is in our manual. We do believe in that God can work through medical science, and so we're grateful for that. But we also know that there are times when medicines and doctors can only take us so far. And then God can do what only God can do. Now, there are times where God doesn't heal. And we understand that. There may be times, like the Apostle Paul, one of the godliest men who ever lived, after God radically changed his life, and God used him in a remarkable way to spread the gospel. But even the Apostle Paul had something that he called a thorn in his flesh. And he prayed three times, "God, remove this. Make it better." We don't know quite what it is, but it was something that affected him in the body, in the flesh. And he was tormented and he was in pain. And yet, for whatever reason, God did not deliver him from that particular ailment. And so God must have had a reason, a purpose to use that to strengthen Paul's faith. And so we know that there are times that God just doesn't heal. And it's in those times that we have to say to God, "Okay, for whatever reason, I will allow this ailment to strengthen my faith and draw me closer to you." But we also know that God can heal, so that when we are healed, we can praise him and then serve him in return. We have seen God do amazing things among us in the past several years. The most recent, many of you are aware of what happened with Sherry, and Sherry's not here today, but she was with us Wednesday night. And just a few weeks ago, I got a call from the hospital. This unchurched family had asked for a pastor to pray the last rites over their mother because they had given her less than 24 hours to live. So they had called someone else, and they couldn't make it. They called me. I felt strongly I needed to go. I met with the family, prayed over Sherry. She was on life support, struggling to breathe. It was a dire situation. That was Thursday night. I gave the family my number. I said, please, you know, keep me informed. Let us know how we can help in any way. Our church would want to help. Friday, I didn't hear anything. Saturday, I didn't hear anything. Sunday, I didn't hear anything. It wasn't until Monday that her husband called me and said, I just wanted to tell you that as soon as you left the room after you prayed over Sherry, she woke up, started breathing on her own. She's been walking around, and she's going to make a full recovery. And she has worshiped with us on Sunday mornings. She's not able to now, but she's been coming on Wednesday nights faithfully. Thanks be to God. It's all Him. It's all Him. And so we believe that God can do amazing things as we seek Him in faith. Let me read another passage to you. Turn to Mark chapter 10. This is an interesting episode, beginning at verse 46. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, that is, son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Now let me just stop here for a moment and offer this commentary. And I'm not trying to denigrate the culture and what's happening, but I realize that this time of year, the culture is fixated on spooky and scary and horror. It seems to me like every year, this appetite for horror just increases. Last year's horror movies are not going to be enough to scare us this year, so we need more scary to compel us. And I just felt like today, rather than as the culture focuses on fear and dread and horror, the church needs to focus on the healing and delivering ministry of Jesus. And again, I'm not denigrating anyone who's going to take their kids trick-or-treating. When our kids were little, we took them trick-or-treating, and we dressed them up in cute outfits, never in anything, you know, gory. And, you know, they enjoyed trick-or-treating and all that sort of thing. But my heart breaks in that I wish parents today were as adamant about teaching their kids this cry of Bartimaeus that we all need to cry out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. I wish parents today would be so adamant to teach their kids this phrase rather than trick or treat. You understand what I'm saying? The people get so caught up in the culture that they miss out on the healing and the delivering ministry that Jesus offers people. And so Bartimaeus cried out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and said, call to him. So they called to the blind man, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. God, open our eyes. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Jesus, I want to see. Go, said Jesus. Your faith has healed you. Immediately, he received his sight, and here's the key, and followed Jesus along the road. Any work that God wants to do in us, it's because he wants us to follow him more closely. So today we are going to devote the rest of our service to healing and deliverance. I have with me oil. There's nothing special about this oil. It's symbolic of God's presence here among us. And I have a wonderful prayer team. We meet on Wednesday nights. Anyone is welcome on Wednesday nights. You're actually encouraged to join us on Wednesday nights. We have a great time on Wednesday night. But we have a wonderful prayer team that believes in the power of prayer. and has seen God work in amazing ways. And so how I envision this to work, unless God has different plans, is if you need or want God's special touch upon your life, for whatever ailment or whatever is keeping you from following Jesus more closely, if there's some addiction or issue in your life or whatever, you can either come here and sit here on the first row or kneel at the altar or just stay where you're at and raise your hand. And I will come, and if just a few of our prayer team members would come with me, and I will anoint your head with oil, and we'll just cry out to God to do His work, His healing upon your life. Amen? And when I come to you, you share what you feel comfortable sharing. So if you just say, I just want prayer for healing, and if that's all you want to share, that's fine. If you want to be more specific, that's fine as well, too. If you just want prayer for deliverance, we'll just pray for deliverance. But if you want to be more specific, that's completely up to you, okay? So I want to be clear about that. So who would like prayer this morning for whatever ailment you're dealing with? Let's begin with Susan. Please do, yes.
Give you this microphone.
I go to a weekly Bible study as I'm able to get there, and it's and anyway, this we're doing Kings and Chronicles this year, and I had some questions from the reading that. They didn't have the Chronicles reference last week, and so I looked it up. And the question is that Kings will say in Kings it'll say Asa or who was his son, Jehoshaphat, did this and walked in the ways of the Lord, but they didn't tear down the high places. But then in Chronicles it would say they did tear down the high places, and I was confused and puzzled about that. So I was in 2 Chronicles and reading in chapter 16 about King Asa, and it says, now the acts of Asa from first to last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Verse 12, and in the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his feet. His disease was severe. Yet even in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but the physicians.
Wow.
I had this verse notated already from June 5th of 2015 when I was having some problems with, I think they're called bone spurs on my big toes. And I did end up having surgery, but I am now having extreme pain, and it's debilitating in my hands. And in this 2 weeks of lessons of my Bible study, I realized I don't pray for myself. I had not gone to God about this. And so anyway, he said to me, pray for yourself. Trust me.
Amen.
He is always this. And there's another verse that he gave me a year ago. And I just found it and I've lost it. But he said, if you walk with me,
amen.
I'm not going to put the diseases of Egypt specifically upon you. And it's first verses I ever memorized on my own were Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord
Amen.
With all your heart.
Amen.
Don't rely on your own understanding.
That's right.
In all your ways, honor Him, and He'll direct your steps or make your
Amen.
Path straight. So, for you to change plans, Pastor, and do this, a healing service, and I'm here, and
Amen.
My husband had even said to me once about the church we'd been attending, he says, have you ever seen, have them do a call or anybody go forward to be prayed for healing? And so I'm thankful to be here today. Amen. And I want prayers for healing of my hands.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I'm going to have our other Susan. Would you come? Susan, Sue is our prayer coordinator. And I'll have you begin with prayer, and then I'll close with prayer. Amen. Yes. Amen.
Father God, we are just so honored to be in your presence.
Amen. Yes.
More than that, Lord, we are honored to be called your children.
Amen.
We are honored to be blessed by a God who does heal.
Yes.
All we have to do is ask, Lord. We don't even have to ask, you'll heal. But when we ask, you honor that, Lord. I ask you right now, Lord, to bless Susan.
Yes.
Take this pain out of her hands.
Yes. Amen.
Lord. She needs her hands.
Yes.
She's a nurse. She needs to have those hands, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing her today. Thank you for her witness.
Yes.
I ask you to bless her and Alan today and every day, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen. Father, I thank you for this sweet spirit.
Yes, Jesus.
This godly woman who's filled with your love and your joy.
Yes.
And it is okay to pray for ourselves.
Yes.
You give us the permission to pray for ourselves. And as she has asked for prayer, Lord, I pray that by your divine power, you will come and bring restoration to her hands. Her hands that she has given to you to be used for your glory, your work, your witness. And so, Lord, as we anoint Susan with oil this day, we pray for your healing touch upon her body. And we pray this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise God. God is good. Amen. We are believing that God is doing something amazing and supernatural. Yes. Yes. Please. Can I get a witness? Amen. Yes.
I have always been a prayer since I was a young girl.
Amen.
I've always been a healthy person up until this last year. I've had to take care of my husband, my mom, his mom, other people. I've always been a caregiver. This last year, I've been unhealthy. It's been about 2 weeks ago, Pastor anointed me. And from that time on, I've felt immediately better.
Amen. Praise God.
God is healing. I don't know what's been going on with me. The
Praise
old
God.
Age is coming in, you know, but that's nothing. We deal with that. But trusting God, you pray for it,
Amen.
But you believe in it also.
Yes.
And I don't want to change the mood, but this is part of God's timing.
Mm.
This is the last Sunday of Pastor Appreciation Week.
Mm.
And we are so blessed to not only have Pastor John, but to have his whole family
Amen.
Be ministers to us. And so we always do something, but this year we were kind of befuddled. God gave me this idea. Well, gave Tim and I this idea because we were working along the same lines. And I need Renee and Micah up here also, please. And Mary. Mary. Yeah. So this had nothing to do with what was happening, but God knew it would.
Mm.
So I want to give you this.
Oh, my goodness.
Mary,
wow.
This. If you go ahead and open it, then I can explain it a little bit better.
Right.
Last Sunday is Pastor Appreciation Month, and we are so blessed by not just having faithful pastors, but his whole family. And that includes Pastor John, Renee, Micah, Mary, Brother Caleb, his wife, Carissa, and the baby of Maislin.
She's a Maislin.
She is a Maislin, but her name is Maislin. And it also includes his brother, James, his wife, Tanya, and Roman, who, although they're not ministers, they minister to our church in many ways. So anyhow, this is a prayer calendar.
Wow.
something that had nothing to do with prayer Sunday. It just came to be. And so on each day, I've written the names of people who will, for 5 minutes,
wow,
each day of the month that they're assigned, for 5 minutes, that's once a month, that's 60 minutes a year.
Wow.
So somebody is praying for you every day. And everybody has a reminder card. If I didn't get you on here, it's because I had my calendar full and we can add names. So if you want to be part of this, let me know and we'll get you on there.
Absolutely. What a great idea. Thank you guys so much. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
There's also there's a cold cut lunch if everybody's invited.
Oh my.
Over here at Cook Hall.
Wow.
And there's a bag of stuff here that we got for you guys.
Oh my.
So we wow, want you to know that we appreciate what you do.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow.
I don't think there's a person here who doesn't think of you as a best buddy, as a best friend, as a captain, commander.
Thank you. You have overwhelmed us with love, as you always do. Today happens to be our 20-and-a-half-year anniversary as pastor here at the church. So you've blessed us in a remarkable way. Thank you, guys. Would you stand with me? Let me close a closing prayer. This will also be a prayer. I guess there's lunch afterwards. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Let us pray. Father, we are overwhelmed with your presence and your goodness. You are so good to us. You're so good to us, we had to change the name of our church to All Things Good. Because we know that every good and perfect gift comes from our Father in heaven. And for the last 20-and-a-half years, one of our greatest gifts has been this church family. We've been through lows, we've been through highs, but through it all, you have been our great shepherd.
Hi, I'm John Hanna, pastor of All Things Good, a church that believes in the goodness of God because God is the source of all things good. We are located on the corner of 18th and E Street in Springfield, and our Sunday morning service is 11 o'clock a.m. For more information about our church, you can visit our website at springfieldchurch.org. We look forward to meeting you, and I hope you have a great day.